And welcome to another Mysterious Mini, the weekly mini-sode where we tell you all about new book releases and events happening in the store and online. I'm your host, Becca.
And I'm Gary.
And I'm actually back this time. So.
Amazing. It's good to have you back. I know you've been working on this super secret project, which do we know when that's being announced? Is that happening soon?
Maybe next Monday.
Great. Well, we'll see. If it happens this week or early next week, you know, we'll talk about it on a future mini-sode and it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Exciting. So,
for our listeners who are way past school life, I start school on Monday, which is also when I planned on my calendar for this super secret project to go live.
Oh.
So, I think it'll be great because if it goes live and people hate it, I'll be way too busy to notice.
Great. Perfect. I'm excited. We'll see what happens. I've been good. Not been, you know, same old, same old. I've been finishing book. We'll get to that at the end. I have finished like 4 books in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, God. Well, you're working double time for me. I took up a new hobby. I'm learning how to do punch needle rugs.
Oh.
Because I guess I've decided in quarantine that I'm going to learn as many different skills as humanly possible.
Amazing.
I've been just totally drowned in that. Like, I haven't read really anything.
I read some comics.
Online.
That's fair. I finished, I was having trouble. I had a bunch of audiobooks that I had started but, like, abandoned pretty early in the year. And I started playing No Man's Sky, which is the perfect kind of, like, chill game that I can just, like, listen to a podcast or listen to an audiobook and not have it, like, not be distracted. Too distracted to, like, pay attention to what's happening in my book. So I finished a bunch of books, which I'll shout out at the end of the episode.
Sweet. I am excited to hear all about what you've been reading.
It's been a good time. I'm excited. We have events to talk about.
We have quite a few.
Our first one this week is on Thursday, I believe. Yeah, Thursday the 13th with Mary Celia Jackson in conversation with Cynthia Salese, talking about Mary's new book, Sparrow, which I think actually came out in March. But we're doing book plates for Sparrow.
Yes.
So if folks would like a signed or personalized book plate, you've got until next week, the 20th, to place an order to get that signed. That's got such a beautiful cover. It reminds me, it's got kind of a black swan thing with the cover.
Both of these books both of the books by the two different authors are really gorgeous, and they kind of like fit together almost.
Like
the cover of Sparrow has that beautiful ballerina, and the cover of Private Lessons by Cynthia has that beautiful pianist.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this one. They describe Sparrow as a devastating yet hopeful YA debut about a ballerina who finds the courage to confront the abuse that haunts her past and threatens her future.
I think this is such an important topic to discuss, especially in YA books. I don't know if you know this, but growing up, I did ballet and tap for 5 years.
My sisters did as well.
And let me just say, if it didn't contribute directly to, like, the eating disorder I developed, it did super indirectly, because ballet is beautiful as an art form, but such a toxic environment for all of the very, like, impressionable children in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. It seemed rough. My sister was really into it, my cousin, and, like, a couple of their friends. So, it seemed very, there was a lot of drama around our house when all the girls were over.
Luckily, I tapped out by the time I was 7, I think, because I bullied my mom into letting me do karate instead.
Amazing. I did karate in middle school.
I was not very good at it.
I don't think I was either.
I got up to an orange belt, I think. I think that's like the third belt that you can get, but it was like children's karate, so.
Amazing. Yeah, the thing is, I got into it when I was in middle school, so the place I was going had like a kids class, and then they had an adult class, and I was like 14, no, 12, and like, didn't really fit into either. I was like, too old for the kids, but I was like, a little twerp compared to the grown-ups, so. I eventually just stopped. I got tired of going.
Okay, enough about ballet. On Saturday, on the 15th, at this one's a little earlier. It's at 4 p.m. We are celebrating Bookstore Romance Day. We have four different authors. Megan Corbett is going to be moderating for us of Frolic Media.
Yeah.
And we have Suzanne Park, Helen K. Diamond, Alicia Ray, or Ray? Is it Alicia Ray?
I think it's... Oh, I don't know, actually.
Either way. And we also have Mia Sosa, and they're all going to be on a panel discussing all the beauty that is the romance genre.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about that.
This one should be fun. I think we did a thing... I don't know if this is the first Bookstore Romance Day event. I don't think so. I think we did something last year as well.
I think you're right. That honestly, last year sounds like it such sounds a long so time far ago.
Away. It was so long ago.
but this doesn't feel like it's our first time doing this.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I mean, we've had Helen Kay at the store a bunch of times. She does events with us and stuff because I think she's relatively local. She actually helped curate our romance section when we first started like expanding, because it used to just be we used to just have paranormal romance because of the like sci-fi tie, but that all got expanded out to like a full romance section within the last couple years, and I believe Helen Kay worked with Mary Elizabeth and Constance to like get a bunch of titles together so that we could, you know, fill that section out, which has been really great.
That is amazing. I do just want to note for everybody, definitely check out the link below for this event, because it is going to be a Crowdcast event, and I believe you have to register for the event to get
I want to make a point or a comment. Like I briefly mentioned it last week, but pretty much all of our virtual events are going to be done through Crowdcast now. So rather than just tuning in on Facebook, you do have to register with Crowdcast to view the event. I think for some of them, we're still trying to stream them to Facebook, like, so that we have both kind of bases covered, but it's still pretty early. We've only been doing Crowdcast for a week, so stay tuned for that. But for any of the events that we're talking about today, you definitely want to sign up at Crowdcast if you want to participate in the event.
Speaking of events that we are talking about today, do you want to take the next one that's happening on Sunday, since the book was one of your picks?
Yes. The Sunday event we are having, it's going to be at 1 o'clock Sunday the 16th. That's Pacific time. I don't know if we've ever made a point. Like, people know that we're from California. Like, it's Pacific time.
We say that almost every episode. That's why I've stopped saying it.
I think I forget about it.
I try to always mention it.
We have an event with Lavi Tidhar, and he is going to be in conversation with Sylvia Moreno Garcia. He's talking about his new book, By Force Alone, which is coming out today. It's out today, brand new. And this also has signed or personalized book plates going along with it. I believe Sylvia's book, Mexican Gothic, actually comes out next week. It came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm losing track of time. Time means nothing to me anymore.
I just knew because I've been very excited about this book. Yeah. Not only is it a beautiful cover, but Sylvia is a fantastic writer.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited. I don't want to jump the gun and like talk too much about By Force Alone yet, because it's one that I picked to talk about at the end for new titles. But it looks really, really fun, and I will give you more details when we get to that part of our conversation.
I just can't wait, because the description for that book on the website is just chef's kiss, man. That is so much fun.
I'm stoked. We'll get there. We've got one more event.
Yeah, our last event is going to be Monday at 7 p.m. And it is with Nina Sadowski for her book Convince Me. Sorry, my computer is taking forever to load.
No, you're good. This one came out last week, I believe.
It's a thriller.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that means I'm interested.
Yeah, it says, a charismatic man's death exposes the secrets he kept, revealing him to family and friends as an unrepentant pathological liar in this explosive thriller.
Oh my god! She's gonna be in conversation with Felicia D. Henderson! Felicia's a comic book writer.
Got it. I was literally about to be like, I feel like I should know that name.
Yeah. I mean, you probably do, but...
That's fair.
I'll forgive you this one time.
Oh, I'm terrible. I appreciate you forgiving me, but...
Well, next time I won't forgive you, Gary.
Okay. Thanks. I only picked two books because I have emails to talk about. So, if you want to do the first one, we can alternate.
Let's see. Since we have some emails, I'm going to cut one of my books out.
Okay.
Because I know that there's one that we both really want to talk about, and it'll probably take up a lot of time.
That's true. So
I'm going to start us off with Out Today by Grace Ellis with illustrations by Brittany L. Williams. Is Lois Lane and the Friendship Challenge. I've had this book at home for a while now from the advanced reader copies. I love Grace Ellis. Not only do they write Lumberjanes or have written for Lumberjanes, but they also write Moonstruck, which is one of my favorite. Sorry, I got so excited that my brain was like, nope.
Nope, you don't remember it anymore. It's gone. I'm hiding it from you.
Literally, my brain was like, oh, one of your favorites? I don't think so. But yeah, so she has written, they have written Moonstruck, which is literally like one of my top recommendations for comics. I think it's so much fun. But this book, Lois Lane and the Friendship Challenge, is about, it's part of the DC young adult imprint. And it's basically about after summer camp, Lois comes home. This thing starts happening, called the hashtag friendship challenge. Oh. And also when she comes back home, her best friend, Kristen, is, not super into the whole social media thing, but Lois is like dead set on changing her mind about it. And, without giving away more than that, the book really is about, you know, navigating social media and how it affects you and your friendships and your personal life and sort of figuring out what's more important at the end of the day. And I just think that's a really great, like, message for kids. And I love all of the DC YA
They do so many really good ones, yeah.
The Zatanna one. With illustrations by Yoshi. Oh my god.
Great. Amazing. So my first one, I'll just go back and I'll just talk about By Force Alone by Lavi
Tumar. I don't know why you didn't just talk about
it. Because I only picked two and I thought you had three and I didn't want to only bring one book to the table at the end, if that makes sense.
I guess.
It's a retelling of the King Arthur story, right? It says, everyone thinks they know the story of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table. The fact is, they don't know shit. I guess that's fine. I haven't beeped that, only the F-bombs. Arthur?
I'm pretty sure that they can say shit on, like, primetime television.
Well, it's funny because they still put the little asterisks in shit in the description for the eye to, like, not type out the word. It's the same thing as, the girl who can move shit with her mind. They don't spell it shit on the book title. They use, like...
Gary, I lost you.
They use letters. They use characters.
Gary, I lost you. I have no idea what you said.
Oh, I was talking about how they...
You totally...
Are you still there?
Yes.
I was talking about how they write shit with the little asterisks on the website and how the book... It's like the book, The Girl Who Could Move Shit With Her Mind. They use characters rather than writing the word out on the book title as well. So I wonder if there's, like, a different,
I think, okay, so, like, for certain things, like, for instance, here, I'm gonna say something and you'll probably have to bleep it out. Uh-huh. But, our friends Dave Baker and Nicole Gao, who are both, like, comic creators, they have a original series called F*** Off Squad. Oh. But when it went into mass printing, because of, like, certain, you know, stores taking it, like Barnes & Noble carries, for example, it has with, like, two asterisks. I think that it has a lot to do with just, like, they want it to be more marketable.
It's hard to have, like, it on a shelf as a face-out when it's got a swear on it, I think. But then, like, Grey Bastards doesn't have that problem.
Bastards is, I don't know, we could talk forever yeah, about... Yeah,
you're right. Anyway, let me read about this Arthurian Knights of the Round Table for By Force Alone. It says that Arthur, an overpromoted gangster. Merlin, an eldritch parasite. Excalibur, a shady deal with a watery arms dealer. Britain, a clogged sewer that Rome abandoned just as soon as it could.
Sounds I gotta tell you, great. I'm about to go change my Twitter bio to an eldritch parasite. Like, that is
Do it.
Too good.
Amazing. I love it. I'm excited. I think I'm gonna buy a copy of this. I'm gonna buy a copy of this book. This you event is happening. I'll tune into this event. I'm gonna tune into this event and listen to them talk about it, because this sounds great.
You better, Gary.
I will.
Next up, I have, big shocker, I have a romance novel.
Oh my goodness, what?
I know. This one is called No Offense, and it is the second in the Little Bridge Island series by Meg Cabot. The reason that I clicked on the book is because I was like, I don't know about this title, fellas, like... With all the energy around that phrase. No offense,
I don't know if I like this book title.
Ha ha ha.
Sounds bad, but, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it lived up to the expectation for me in the best way possible, because it's about Molly Montgomery, who, after her engagement falls apart, she moves from Colorado to the Florida Keys to Little Bridge Island and becomes the public library's head of children's services. And, she, you know, one day a newborn is abandoned in the restroom of the library. So obviously she calls the police, because what else yeah. are you going to do? And then mammoth of a man, 6'3", stereotypical small town sheriff, John Hartwell, shows up and is convinced that it must be criminal activity. And Molly, being the, you know... stereotypical quippy librarian type, is like, maybe you should worry about, like, the real crime wave that's happening in the town instead of this. And so obviously they aren't meeting eye to eye, and they cannot stand each other, but they mm-hmm. have to work together to mm-hmm. solve this case. And it just so happens that John is also recently divorced and is struggling with life as a single parent.
Oh goodness.
And so it really hits the mark for that.
Cute.
They're so different. How could they ever fall in love, like, trope that I think is so much fun. Like,
yeah.
It's a real, like, enemies to lovers situation.
It's been I feel like it's become a very common thing in romance lately. At least the ones that we talk, I mean, it's because it's the ones we talk about. We like the enemies to lovers stories, so we bring them up a lot.
And if Meg Cabot's name is familiar to you,
yeah.
it's because she's a New York Times bestseller mm-hmm. for her Princess Diary series, which obviously we all know got turned into the super amazing Disney films. I didn't know she wrote
those. That's amazing. We've had Meg Cabot at the store for some other stuff before.
So she's, you know, moved forward from writing amazing YA tween books to writing adult fiction, and it's just as good, so I really recommend picking it up.
She's super prolific. Google says she's got 45 plus titles under her belt.
Speaking of those titles, if you are interested in this one, I don't know if you have to pick it up, but No Judgments is the first book in the Little Bridge Island series.
Oh. Are they, they're separate stories, right? They're about, like, different characters?
Yeah, I think that they're separate stories. It might be one of those things where, like, because it all happens on the same, like,
it's in the Florida same place, Keys area, so, yeah. like,
characters from the first one might show, like, in the first book, the Mermaid's Cafe is, like, a local cafe that is notable in the storyline, so maybe, like, it might show up in the second book like that. It's one of those things, you know, where it's like, I don't think that you necessarily have to know what everything is, but it might, like, mean more to you if you do.
I'm a fan of stuff like that usually, but my completionist brain is like, no, I have to read everything that ties to this to know all of what's going on.
Gary, I lost you again.
Oh, no. It's fine. I wasn't saying anything important.
Okay. Hopefully it's still on your recording so you can just finish the thought.
Yeah, it'll be on my it'll be on the recording when I edit it together. So our listeners will hear me, but you won't.
Isn't that always how it is?
I guess. I've only got one more that I want to talk about, unless, I don't know if you've, I don't want to step on your toes if you're not done talking about this Meg Cabot yet.
Oh, I am. I'm just trying to beat you to talking about the last book that we both want to talk about.
The last book that we both want to talk about is The Rise of Kylo Ren, which I'm just stoked. The four issues came out last year. It's Charles Soule is the writer, Will Sliney the illustrator, and they are coming out as like a trade paperback this week, and I am stoked. I have digital versions of these, but I really want to get my hands on like a physical copy because it was a great story, and it's about the night that the Jedi Temple burned, and Ben Solo like fell. I'm just so excited. It's great. It's like, so good.
The art that Will does in this is so good. Kylo Ren looks just as hot as he does in real life. Like,
so good.
I love this. I've only gotten to read the first two issues, so I'm super excited. Like, the second you sent it to me and I realized, oh, it's coming out now.
Yeah.
I instantly bought it.
Amazing. Worth it.
I can't get enough.
I'm so excited. I think Ben Solo might be my new favorite. I think Ben Solo's my favorite sequel trilogy character.
That was a very specific...
Well, it's hard. The Star Wars universe is so big. I can't just be like, Ben Solo's my favorite Star Wars character. There are hundreds.
I can. I have a Kylo Ren lightsaber on my arm.
That's true. That is fair. I don't have time to talk about I don't know who my favorite Star Wars character is, but I love Ben Solo so much.
It's okay, Gary. No one here is forcing you to make a decision.
Folks who listen to the Hot Broody Characters episode know that we all love some Kylo Ren.
Some of us a little too much. And by some of us, I mean Jenny and myself.
That's fair. I think it's fair. I'm excited. I want people to read this. I want to talk to people about this. Please read this.
Guys, please read this. Talk to Gary and I. We will talk about it until the end of time with you.
Send us your Star Wars emails. Send us Ben Solo discourse.
Send us pictures of Adam Driver that you think I haven't seen yet.
Oh my god. That seems impossible.
I don't know. It happens. Those girls on TikTok are very persistent.
That's funny. So I have some emails.
Yes. And I haven't read them or heard them, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I have two emails from Catherine. I read the first one last week, but I wanted to bring it up again because I wasn't sure if it was something you might have heard of. We had done on our minisodes, we talked, last month, 2 months ago now, about representation, queer representation in different genres. And Catherine mentioned that we brought up queer fantasy books, and one she recommends is Escaping Exodus by Nikki Drayden.
I don't know this book.
I don't know this one either, but I wanted to bring it up to you because I figured if anyone did, it might be you. Catherine says this is the best book she's read all year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I want to put that out there for people to check out. I'll include this in the links with the other books that we're talking about today. I'll include it separately I'll figure it out. It'll show up.
I mean, I'm sure that I've said this before in episodes, but like fantasy is not one of those genres that I read a lot. I'm definitely more of like a horror and romance person.
Nikki Drayden also wrote The Prey of Gods. That book was great.
I do know that title.
Yeah, that's the one. It's got a little black girl on the cover with a robot that's holding like an umbrella over her head. It won a whole mess of awards. Okay, I need to read this book now.
Thank you for the book recommendation.
Yes. Catherine also emailed us because we did our Nook versus Book. I have two Nook versus Book questions today. Our Nook versus Book episode, and Catherine let us know that as far as like finding books, like for accessibility purposes, that there is a website called bookshare.org that you can, that's essentially like an e-reader library. You sign up for a membership, you have to prove that you have a print disability, and you can get books. I tried to do the sign up earlier today to see like what the cost was like or whatever, and it mentions that like these accounts, these memberships are meant for people with print impairments, to offer discounted books, e-reader books for those folks. So this sounds great. Catherine says that they likely get books faster than the National Library Service normally would, although the NLS has been better of late. Bookshare Variety also is larger than the NLS because they're focusing on like larger audiences. So that sounds great. Like
that is amazing. I think this is a really fantastic resource.
Yeah. So that email came in, you know, last week. So I think it came in like right after we had recorded. So there's that for this week. And then our other question comes from Courtney, longtime shopper at the store. I miss.
Hi, Courtney.
Courtney's amazing. She moved to the other coast. Not that well, no. I guess kind of a while ago now. But she sent us an email because I guess it came up in the Nook versus Book episode. Someone mentioned that they had listened to a copy of Nevernight, the audiobook for Nevernight. It must have been Victoria.
Yeah.
But I guess she said in the episode that it had a female narrator. But Courtney was like, well, I listened to it and it had a male narrator and I thought that was good, but like I think it'd be interesting to hear it from someone else. And I did my digging, Courtney, and I cannot find another version of this audiobook, so I think Victoria might have misspoke. I did so much. I went through pages of like search results, I checked all the different audiobook resources that I could think of. And it all tends to be, it all looks like it's the same guy. So I think it might have just been a thing that we misspoke.
His voice? Is it maybe just like a bit more on the feminine side?
I think it's a female protagonist. I don't know if that's true, actually. I don't want to misspeak. I do remember the only book that I can think of that came up in the Nook versus Book discussion that definitely had a male and female narrator were the John Scalzi's.
Yeah, I remember that.
Head-on and Lock-In, I think.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to, like, let... I meant to email Courtney last week when this email came in, and a few days ago when I got this email, but I forgot, so... We're talking about it now.
Guys, I know that I kept saying like, wow, or whatever, or like, oh, like every time you've read a new email, but like, I'm genuinely so excited when people email us. Like,
yeah, me too.
I'm just like, you care. You are listening out there.
I love it. I'm friends on Facebook with one of our, well, with a bunch of our customers, actually. You get to know people when you're working at the store for a long time. But one of them had posted something about like, oh, I've been listening to this podcast and blah, blah, blah. And like people commenting on that post being like, oh, I've been listening to the Mysterious Minis. And like, that brings me so much joy.
Guys, I can't believe that you come here and listen to us do nonsense for half an hour.
I know, especially Tuesday. We've been punchy today because we haven't talked to each other in 2 weeks.
I know. I'm sorry.
I think it's fun.
Guys, I just wanted to know that I do text Gary and he just doesn't text me
what?
Back.
What? That's not true. Well, okay, you text me a meme that I've seen so many times, Becca.
Well, you know what?
I'm sorry,
it
I was gonna...
think of you.
I appreciate that. I apologize. I don't mean to be a jerk. I'll text you back right now.
No, it doesn't matter now.
My dad tagged me in that same meme this morning. So
damn it! It just rounds again.
It is. It happens.
I feel like I've seen it before, but I wasn't like close with someone named Gary, so I didn't remember it.
Yeah, it's so funny. Okay, I think that's everything we have for this week.
I think so. Where can we find you? What are you working on outside of?
We didn't talk about what books we've been reading. Well, oh my god, I have nothing, so many like books I read. Okay, so I am currently reading Red Rising, the Pierce Brown book from 2013. I think there's like six of them. Well, no. I think there's like five of them now. I made a deal with Matt that if he read Ruin of Kings, I would read Red Rising. And I've blown Amazing. Through, like, the entire book this week, in the last, like, 3 days. It's really good. I like
Matt
it a lot.
At with Ruin of Kings?
I think he's already read that and the sequel, so I am the slow one here.
Jeez.
I am the slow one here. But I finished, I finally finished Howling Dark by Chris Rocchio, the space fantasy one that I was reading when we first started the podcast back in March.
Oh, I'm familiar.
Finally finished that one. I really liked the end. I'm excited to see where it goes. I'm not sure what the next... there was a time jump between book one and book two of, like, 12 years. And so it'll be interesting to see, like, where we pick up the story again in the next one. I finished Poe Dameron, which I really, really liked. I love Poe
really
so much.
I need to jump back into that.
Yeah, I finished that. I read Shadowfall, which was the sequel to Alphabet Squadron, the Star Wars book that I read a few months ago that I really loved. It's about, like, a bunch of different pilots in the New Republic Army. That was really, really good. God, what else? I think there was something else.
Oh, I lied. I read the first volume of Hex Wives.
Which, how was that?
It's like, I think it's a couple years old at this point. I know it's definitely not new because we also own the second volume.
Okay.
But I read the whole thing in like half an hour.
Oh my God.
Amazing. It's amazing. It's about these witches, this like coven of witches that like, it's like them versus like the witch hunters. But every time that they get killed, they get reincarnated.
Oh.
And once they make contact with one of the other witches from the coven, all of the memories of their past lives come back.
Wow. And,
yeah, it's amazing. And so, like, the witch hunters, like, come up with this idea, basically, to have all of the witch hunters, like, marry these women and then, like, keep them separated so they don't, like, know each other. And, like, eventually the women, like, figure it out. Mm. And I'm super excited to read the next volume. We've just been trying to find it through our many, many comic boxes. but yeah, it's really good. I won't lie to you. Sometimes I'm really hesitant to read, like, men writing about, like, a all-female cast because...
Oh, sure.
Men are bad at writing women, stereotypically speaking. But this one's pretty good. I really like
it. That's awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
the art is beautiful.
What we've been reading. You asked me. You asked me where people could find me. I guess.
Yes.
I trampled all over that because we had to talk
it's
about
cool.
books. But if you want to find
this
me,
this is
you can
how
find
Gary
me.
Treats me, guys. This
I'm
is how
sorry,
Gary treats me.
I don't mean to.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't care.
people can find me on Twitter if they want to find me on Twitter at TheGaryRoby. That's R-O-B-Y for my last name. You can also find all the other podcasts I do over at DuelingGenre.com. I've not been on the most recent episodes of Scott Pilgrim Minute. However, they have been great. That's on the Dueling Genre Patreon for only $1. Good stuff. You can find that over there. Harry Potter Minute's coming back soon. What's the other one? Ferris Bueller's Minute Off will always be forever over there and done. It's like 100 episodes and it's done. It's maybe my favorite podcast I don't know. This one's fun. It's maybe my favorite thing that I've done.
No,
my
it's
favorite
fun.
Self-contained
just dig the
podcast.
Knife in.
Well, the thing is, like, this podcast is just going to potentially just keep going. Like, that one had an end. It's over. It's done.
It's great. We're going to be, like, 65 and still recording this.
I don't, who knows what we'll have at that point, if podcasts will still be a thing. We'll move on to a whole new medium. We don't even
We're
know
about yet.
We're coming
for you. We're coming for you, McElroy.
Crazy.
Where
can people find you?
So, you can find me on Twitter at Becca Bean, B-E-E-A-N, and you can also find me on Instagram at Becca B, B-E-E underscore. I have a painting in a auction coming up that's being put on by a collective that's raising money for Racies, Texas, and Border Angels. All of the proceeds from the art auction are going to help migrant families and children in crisis.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And you can also, I haven't plugged it because I've been shy, but if you guys want to check out my Etsy shop, where I sell my own art, it is, Etsy.com/shop/popculturepunk. Great. I am selling, I have some like prints up and stuff, and I have some Kylo Ren merch coming. Ooh. So keep an eye out for that.
Amazing.
And yeah.
Awesome.
We want to say thank you so much to you guys for listening and sending emails. It literally made my whole day knowing that people care enough to message us. And thank you to Austin Farmer, the musician that has graced us with our beautiful intro and outro music. It's cut from Kill the Farm Boy off of his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. And you can find the link to his Spotify below to go give it a listen. Mm-hmm. As always, all the books that we discussed, all the events are in the description below. Check out our website, mistgalaxy.com. Follow us on all social media platforms at Mist Galaxy Books to keep up with other important information, releases, event dates, and changes. Yeah. And, yeah, we will see you guys again soon in a galaxy not so far away.
I feel like I'm like I don't have the momentum that I want. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Are you not in the zone?
Not in the zone. It's fine.
Mary, come on. We gotta get this done.
I know. We're gonna blow through this. I'm already recording. I don't know, or you're probably already recording too, right?
I'm already recording.
Okay. Let's do a quick 3-2-1 clap because I didn't sorry, I'm gonna put my water bottle down because it's making so much noise.
Wait, let me drink water before we start.
I'm so noisy. My chair makes noise.
Is that your chair?
Do you hear? I don't have a real desk chair, so this is like a wooden chair that I stole from the kitchen table that no one uses.
Okay, your chair literally, I was gonna say, it sounds like the old wooden door in like a witch's like cabin.
Ooh. Okay, it doesn't actually rock, but it makes noise. Yeah, let's do a clap. Let's do a clap. We should do a clap.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. Easy.
Nice.
Beautiful. Do you want to intro or you want me to?
I guess I can intro since I wasn't here last time.
That's fair.
All right. Are you ready? Or do we need to do a little bit more back and forth?
I think I'm ready.
I feel like I'm going to burp. Hold on.
Oh, great. Okay. I'm going to take a sip of my water and then we can start.
Okay.
Okay.